Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Monday, January 10th. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. When you do a podcast, and especially one like this one that's titled Think for Yourself, the real challenge is always bringing my listeners new material, relevant material, and timely material. Ironically, we are living in a world where things are happening almost on a daily basis that speak directly to the need to think for yourself. And I want to go over, I guess, two of them in this podcast. The first one is that last week I didn't watch because there's no video. I listened to oral argument before the Supreme Court. And if you weren't aware of what was happening, it was oral argument for the federal vaccine mandates for employers with more than 100 employees and for healthcare workers at facilities that receive Medicaid and Medicare funding. And because I'm an attorney and because I'm a mediator and this kind of thing interests me where it would bore someone else to death, I was listening to the oral argument. And it was both stunning and incredibly and deeply disturbing or concerning. Why do I say that? Well, it's because I think when anyone thinks of the Supreme Court, we think of the highest justices in the land, the highest decision makers for what is constitutional and what is not. We assume that people who both aspire to and are named to the Supreme Court or nominated and confirmed to the Supreme Court are some of the most intelligent, knowledgeable people in the country and certainly the most knowledgeable of the Constitution. Because fundamentally, that's the bedrock of their job, which is to decide the constitutionality of what is before them. Now, let me just give you a very brief statement of what the Constitution says. Quote, the powers not delegated to the United States, meaning the federal government, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by the Constitution to the states, are reserved for the states, and respectively for the people. Now, if you didn't get it the first time and you were to either reread it or replay what I just said, it's pretty clear. The Constitution has to name specific powers to the federal government. If there are not specific powers delegated to the federal government, then all other powers that aren't prohibited to the states, meaning aren't forbidden for the states, are therefore reserved for the states. Those are powers that are specifically intended for the states or to the people. The reason I wanted to clarify that for you is, here I'm listening to oral argument, and Justice Sotomayor, Sonia Sotomayor, makes the following statement, quote, I'm not sure I understand the distinction why the states would have the power to issue mandates, meaning vaccine mandates, but the federal government wouldn't. It's inconceivable to me that a justice on the Supreme Court made that statement, because if she's not sure she understands the distinction, then she can't read the Constitution. And if she can't read the Constitution, what in the world is she doing in that chair? But then this justice goes on to say the following, quote, we have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never before had, in serious condition, many on ventilators, end quote. According to the CDC, by the way, according to the government, not only do we not have hospitals that are almost full to capacity with severely ill people on ventilators, we have 3,342 children in the hospital as of that statement that Sotomayor made, that there are over 100,000 children in hospitals in severe condition. Now, again, if she's in that chair and she's so factually, what can I call it? If she's so factually ignorant of what the truth is, of what the facts are, again, what is she doing in that chair? And what is she doing making decisions for 350 million people that live in this, or 332 million people that live in this country? She's not alone. Justice Breyer at one point seemed to suggest outrageously that the OSHA mandate, meaning that all companies that had more than 100 employees would have to mandate the vaccine, would prevent 100% of daily U.S. COVID cases. It is common knowledge now, however, that vaccinated people can still spread the disease. So what is he talking about? He further went on to claim, which is inconceivable, that 750 million people tested positive for COVID on Thursday, the day of oral argument. Now, I don't know where all those people were because there's only 332 million people in the United States. So I don't know who the 750 million are that he's talking about. And finally, Justice Elena Kagan repeatedly posed questions on the false premise that vaccinated people don't spread COVID. And she said, quote, "We know the best way to prevent the spread is for people to get vaccinated. This is the policy that is most geared towards stopping all of this," end quote. So, why belabor what three justices on the Supreme Court said during oral argument concerning the federally mandated vaccines? Well, number one, because you should really be aware of the ineptitude of these people. And number two, and probably hold presidents accountable for who they nominate. I don't know how we do that, but clearly that's a disturbing trend, shall we call it? Three out of nine, they happen to all be liberal justices. I don't even want to take the time to connect that to the fact that they are ignorant of the facts. But it's a reason why you have to think for yourself. You cannot just listen to whatever website or news source you go to and listen to synopses, which generally are winding up to be opinions. They're not really journalistic newscasts. They're opinions and interpretations. All of that is just nonsense, because if you, as I did, listen to the oral argument and actually heard the words coming out of these justices' mouths, it's disturbing, and it makes you realize how important it is that you not buy the narrative that's being marketed to you, the propaganda that's being marketed to you by mainstream media or any media source that you go to. You've got to try to check it out for yourselves. You've got to do your own homework. I talk about it all the time. And actually, I'm going to discuss another issue in this podcast, as I said I would, which even further supports the premise that you need to think for yourself and you need to be aware of where you're getting your information, how you're analyzing your information, and ultimately, I'm going to talk about why you want to self-source. So the second issue that I want to cover is, I was listening to an interview this morning of Vladimir Zev Zelenko. Zelenko is a doctor out of New England, actually upstate New York, sorry, who in March of 2003 was in an area of a population of about 35,000 people. Many of his patients that he treated regularly, and they were getting sick with COVID. He happened to receive a video from a Dr. Schultz through a medical website and organization that reminded Zelenko of a way to keep the cell from receiving the spike protein. Now, let me explain why that's important. And bear with me, because I am not a doctor, I'm a lawyer, but I'm going to give you the analysis that I understood listening to Dr. Zelenko this morning. The cell that the virus infects has somewhat of a water and oil barrier around it. And so when the spike protein approaches the cell, what it does, it attaches to the cell, and then it enters the cell. Zinc, the vitamin supplement zinc, happens to prevent the spike protein from entering the cell. But zinc itself cannot cross that water and oil barrier that surrounds the cell. And I'm making it very simplistic because, again, I'm not a physician or a scientist. However, hydroxychloroquine and an over-the-counter supplement called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, both act as a pathway to allowing zinc to enter the cell, which is why hydroxychloroquine, along with zinc, is an excellent treatment, preventative, proactive way to deal with the virus. It's actually called an ionochore. An ionochore is a compound or substance that forms a complex with an ion and transports it across a membrane. So that's what I was just saying. Hydroxychloroquine and quercetin are zinc ionochores. They allow the zinc to cross that membrane, that water oil membrane, so to speak, that is surrounding the cell. When you add zithromycin to it, Z-Pak, which is an antibiotic, you are, in essence, protecting oneself against the virus being able to enter the cell. Now, when the virus enters the virus is a parasite. It cannot live outside of a host. It needs a cell to replicate. They can't replicate on their own. They attach to the cell and they enter the cell to do the damage that they do. In the first week that the virus enters a cell, should it be able to enter the cell, a person gets viral symptoms and nobody dies from that in the first week. But in weeks 2 and weeks 3, that spike protein has entered the cell and begins to destroy the lungs and cause the blood to clot. And that's what kills. That's when people die. And so it's vital in that first week. That's why in those first 5 to 7 days, really, I think it's 5, it's so critical that if you have any symptoms whatsoever, you immediately begin to use hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and zithromycin, which makes an amazing difference. Ivermectin acts the same way. Ivermectin also allows the zinc to cross that barrier and prevent the spike protein from attaching and entering the cell. Early treatment is key. So, why is it that the Biden administration, the CDC, the FDA, the pharmaceutical companies, why is it that that early treatment, those protocols, those therapeutics have been banned from sale, from prescription being filled, from doctors even writing the prescriptions, when in fact, hydroxychloroquine is one of the safest drugs on the planet. Literally, it's given to pregnant women. It's been around for 50 years. It's, as I hear, safer than Tylenol. Why? Well, the answer is greed. And here's why. The flu, the annual flu that we're all familiar with, has the same pathway as COVID. Hear me again. The annual flu has the same pathway as COVID. RSV, which is respiratory syncytial virus, which affects children, the RSV has the same pathway as the flu and as COVID. So think about this. The flu, COVID, and RSV are each single-strand RNA viruses. They are single-strand RNA viruses. What that means... is that what I've just talked to you about, that the protocol that has been prohibited from being administered to people in this country is a broad general treatment for single strain RNA viruses. That's why they don't want us to have it, because they make a fortune every year. The flu is a $6 billion with a B, dollar a year industry. Think about that. Every year, the pharmaceutical companies make $6 billion off of the flu. Why in the world would they want you to have something so cheap as hydroxychloroquine, which is pennies a pill, zinc, which is pennies a pill, and erythromycin, which is a very common and inexpensive antibiotic? Why would they want you to have that every year and thereby undermine their profits? That's exactly what's going on here. When Dr. Zelenko was asked, what does he think of the banning and the prohibition on writing prescriptions and filling prescriptions and disseminating prescriptions for not only the things I named, but monoclonal antibodies as well, which are an incredible therapeutic once someone has COVID-19? Here was his answer. Non-access to therapeutics or to these protocols are crimes against humanity and mass extermination. I'm going to go a little long on this podcast because I want to finish up with one more aspect of this. Today, there is an article online. You can find it yourself. It's by the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. It is on their website, and it's called Lethal Connections is the name of the article. It is written by a doctor. But one of the things I want to extrapolate from that and quote for you here is this. Dr. Zeke Emanuel, who is Rahm Emanuel, if you remember, he was chief of staff to, Obama or Bill Clinton? I just lost it. But regardless, Democratic operatives. And he was a failed mayor of Chicago. His brother, Zeke Emanuel, is a physician. Zeke Emanuel was the senior White House health policy advisor to President Obama. And he has been advising President Biden about COVID-19. He stated in his 2009 Lancet paper, in which he proposed the complete live system. Here's the quote. When implemented, the complete live system produces a priority curve on which individuals aged between roughly 15 and 40 years old get the most substantial chance, whereas the youngest and oldest people get chances that are attenuated. The chances he's talking about are medical treatment. The complete lives theory, which was proposed by Emanuel during the Obama administration and is now being carried out by the Biden administration, prioritizes by age who gets medical care and who doesn't. And if you think that this is not happening, today I listened to a woman who wrote an email that was read on a podcast, and she wrote in that her daughter had just died in hospital. She had died in hospital even though the woman and her husband and their attorney had pleaded for these therapeutic protocols, and the hospital refused. Not only would they not give her any of what I just talked to you about, they wouldn't give her fluids either. They let her die in hospital, even though her attorney was desperately at the same time trying to get a court order to have those therapeutics given to that young woman. This is bioterrorism. This is bioterrorism. This vaccine, and I say that in quotes because we know it's not a vaccine, it doesn't prevent disease. This vaccine and the refusal to use therapeutics like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin is to accomplish eugenics. This is Hitler and Mengele's dream come true, only now it's being used to reduce overpopulation for the good of the environment, for the good of Gaia, for the good of Mother Earth. And the elderly are the most vulnerable and those taking the greatest hit. They are the ones who are dying. And so, not based on statistics and not based on science, so too are our children being forced to take what is nothing more than an experimental injection, not a vaccine, and one which they do not need. Why think for yourself? You know, after a podcast like this, I wonder why anyone even has to question whether or not they need to think for themselves. What's going on is blatantly twisted. It is political. It is agenda-driven. It's even more than political. It's some sort of sick, greedy power play to eliminate portions of the population with disregard for life, let alone quality of life. People have been dying in hospitals, improperly treated, insufficiently treated, without access to their attorneys, their families, their living wills, their own choices about whether or not they receive life-saving treatment. People have been dying alone for 2 years in a disgusting and in an unjustifiable way because idiots like Sonia Sotomayor and Justice Breyer, and I have to include Elena Kagan, although normally she's more level-headed, even if she is a liberal, who are so insufficiently and incorrectly informed about life-saving legal issues that are before them, that we stand at a crossroad in this country. We stand at a crossroad in humanity. And that crossroad is, will we allow these people to continue to kill us without standing up and saying, enough is enough. Not me, not anymore. I refuse to comply. I refuse to bend a knee. I refuse to be part of the herd. I stand as an independent, divinely created, free-willed individual who, in the process of that creation, was gifted the ability to self-source, to be able to know everything I need to know about my own survival and how to sustain it. All you have to do is stop listening to the nonsense that's being pumped into your brain every day. Get quiet. Even if you don't meditate, shut a door in your home or your apartment or your office. Turn off all the technology, your phone as well, and just ask the Creator, what's in your highest and best interest? I can assure you from extensive experience, the answer will come. Thank you for listening. I'm Carol Gold. I'll be back here again on Wednesday. And until then, please think for yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.